So this week, it's either episode 19 or 20 or 18. I haven't decided. It's whenever I edit it, you see. But what an episode last week was, which was probably Lizzie Simpson. I'm going to go for that. And this week is another great one. And it's bloody hot today. I want to say that. I'm really hot. So imagine how someone in the wardrobe must be. And this week it's Sean Gu. Are you there?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Seems to be a common thing these days to have people drinking cans in my wardrobe.
Well, yeah, because Grigger's been giving them out, hasn't he?
Just been giving them out.
He's been giving them out, hasn't he?
He's just been giving them out.
Yeah.
Glad we clarified that. So, what's it like in there?
Smells.
Yeah, it will do.
Smells like Sam Chaplin here.
Smells like Sam Chaplin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't cleaned it since.
Smell his pretty face.
Okay. Have you even met him before?
Sam Chaplin?
Yeah.
Yeah, a dozen times. He was the one. Why? Remember when he used to do the Zing gigs?
Yeah.
He was the one who introduced me to Comedy Society.
Okay.
I went there and asked him. I think he used to run it and was Ed McCaffrey and Adam, who was at a bar at the time. I think the manager at the time. I was like, yep. I asked him, are you guys in association with the Comedy Society? They said, well, no, but you just have to talk to the guy over there. Then he pointed to Josh Matthews.
Oh.
And I talked to Josh Matthews.
I didn't know.
The one who introduced me to Comedy Society.
So was that your first year? And that must have been
that was my second year. I didn't do anything for my first year. I was really drunk the whole time. But...
Oh, no, that's just when they were...
Yeah, it was second year when I got interesting.
Okay. So you're another one of the comedians from the Comedy Society that does the comedy. How's that going?
Or did I do comedy?
Yeah.
How's my comedy going? Well, we had the last gig for the Comedy Society the other day.
Okay.
And that was my last gig for the Comedy Society because I'm doing master now and afterwards I'm leaving.
Okay, so, what's your master's?
Globalizing Justice.
Wow, that sounds a lot.
It sounds what? It
sounds a lot.
Sounds...
Just too much for me.
You're just not very smart, is it?
Well, yeah, I'm not very smart. We don't need to go into that, but...
Yeah, we do, kind of. Yeah, so
okay.
Eventually.
Well, eventually everyone gets outsmarted.
Yeah.
What's that master's then? Explain it.
What's it about?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a hybrid module. It's a hybrid course for criminology, sociology, economics, and international relations.
Okay.
So it's a proper, you know, political science.
Yeah.
Course, which is why I choose wrong. Because
right.
It says globalizing justice. I did my undergraduate in criminology.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something criminology related, but that wasn't entirely criminology related.
Yeah.
So I'm like regretting it now.
And
I have 3 months until it's finished. So.
Okay, and what's sorry?
That's pretty shit. I know.
I was just contemplating it.
No,
like,
what makes
you want to do that then?
Because I thought, you know, it's gonna be criminology related. I'm a criminologist, and everything. Want to do something? It has the word justice in it, so you know. I made the assumption, you know.
Well, okay.
You know, I'm Chinese. I'm an international student.
Yeah.
And I'm a criminology student. It says globalizing justice. Yeah. I was like, that's just the course for me, isn't it?
Yeah, two go hand in hand.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Well, they talk about China all the time, though, which is really annoying.
Every time they do?
Yeah, well, the tutors, the lecturers, right. The seminar tutors, they talk about China all the time. And whenever they talk about China, they subtly look at me.
Yeah.
Like, as if I got something more to add to it.
Well, this guy will know. Surely.
Yeah.
If anyone will know about criminology. Mm. How's that Thatcher's goal?
It's really nice, actually.
Yeah?
It's fucking steaming.
Yeah, it is. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
you'll get over it.
Okay, well, I won.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm just, yeah.
Talk to us. What's going on?
Oh, it's really warm in here. I thought I need to ask you something today when I'm doing the podcast. Yeah? You remember when you had your birthday 2 years ago?
No.
You remember? Yeah, fuck you. You remember? Come
where?
On. 2 years ago, in your house, in your old house. Remember, down High Street.
Oh, it was my big house.
Yeah, your big house. You remember you had your birthday.
I do remember that.
You had a birthday that we went to Red Fire for it.
Okay, yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You didn't invite me to it. Why didn't you?
I'm sure I did.
No, you didn't. Right, there was a Facebook event. People can pull it up and look at it. My name's not on it. You invited everyone that we know. You invited
Kyle. You turned
Kyle.
Up, though.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, let me finish my story first, yeah. You invited Kyle. You invited Declan. You invited Charlie. You invited Ross. All the people joined my yet, except for me.
Well, I am convinced that I, like, right, maybe I didn't Facebook
invite
you.
You didn't Facebook
invite whatever.
Me. And when I showed up at your doorstep, you looked so fucking surprised. You were just like, what?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, well, I did show up.
That wasn't the intention.
Well, because Charlie invited me, you know, so, you know, I thought I should go, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like Dan Bond that much, but since, you know, Charlie invited me.
Yeah, go. Well, if someone's invited you, you go.
No, what if someone... I just want to know what was going through your head. You know, you go through all these people that you know from Comic Society. You see my name.
Well, imagine what happened is you weren't. I didn't have you on Facebook. So
you didn't have me on Facebook.
I would have just invited all and that would have been it.
Then I would be fine with that. Then.
So that's what I did.
Yeah, well, I'd be fine with that.
It wasn't a targeted.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that. Okay, I'm fine with that for a while until you had this housewarming party.
Hey, okay, well, don't know that.
Yes, it's housewarming party. At which point, I'm 100% certain you had me on Facebook.
Wait, so this housewarming party, I didn't invite you?
You did not invite me either.
Are you sure?
You did not, okay? Me and Bunaf and Ross, Gregor came together, and you did not invite me.
Well, what does it matter? Actually, you know what? I did that as an in-joke. Yep.
For you not inviting me.
Yeah, no, because what I did is I thought, oh, I won't invite him because he'll see the funny side, and he'll come anyway. Because, you know, mutual friends will just invite him along. So what's the point? It's just a wasted invite.
I just feel like...
Use that invite for someone else.
I just feel like he don't like me. That's what I feel like sometimes.
Shall we say it now?
What? Yeah, if you got something to say to me.
Yeah, I don't like you.
Not that blunt, okay? Yeah.
Oh, well, not that blunt.
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry, this is how it works. You just can't... Can't get around. Well, how do you celebrate your birthday then?
My birthday?
Yeah, your birthday.
Well, this year, my birthday 12th March. This year, my birthday, because my birthday 12th March.
Right.
I didn't do anything for it because I was poor. I didn't have the money to do anything for it. Last year...
I didn't get an invite, by the way.
Well, shut the fuck up. But last year, when I was really rich, I invited all my mates...
Yeah.
You know where the place is? Like the Chinese restaurant next to Subway?
Yep. Know that one.
We invite all of them there.
Okay.
Like Chinese, Korean barbecues.
Oh, that sounds good.
I paid all of it because I was that rich.
Yeah, why not?
Not this year, though.
Not this year, though.
No.
What's it like to be rich, then?
What's it like to be rich? Oh, it's the fucking best. It's the fucking best.
Yeah, I bet.
You can do whatever you want with your money. Of course. You can buy people. You can buy your mates food. You can buy them
clothes. Shit.
You can buy yourself a girlfriend. You have somewhere to live, which is fucking amazing.
How rich are we talking?
We're talking about I have 8 grand in my bank account most of the time, and I don't walk. Check that shit out, mate.
I'm checking it out.
Yeah, not anymore, though.
Wait, you were going to say something?
No.
No, okay.
Not anymore, though.
There's only so much you can reveal whilst you're in the wardrobe. Yeah, you don't want the listening base of everyone you know to... Yeah.
My endless well of fortune, you know, turned out not endless at all.
Okay.
There's a very visible limit to it.
Oh, there's a lesson for you, everyone.
Yeah.
At least you got the Thatcher's Gold and sitting inside.
I don't even use to drink Thatcher's Gold. I hated it.
Yeah?
No, I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit?
Yeah.
That's a good motto.
Yeah.
Once you got Thatcher's, I don't give a shit. No? That didn't land, clearly. So
you've ruined your sponsorship deal.
Alright, well, whatever. Never wanted it anyway.
Yeah.
I prefer... Oh, what's your... What's it? We're not a strong bow.
Yeah.
It's not a Strongbow, it's better. It's like begins with W.
Yeah, Thatcher's Ghost Wiltshire. Is better than Strongbow.
No? What's the other one? The one that begins with a W. Oh, come on, this is fucking... This is Jersey, not Falklands overall.
Begins with a W?
Yeah. It's a cider. Begins with a W. What could it possibly be? Come on.
Somebody's looking up.
Somebody's looking up. It's definitely not me. It's not Copperberg.
Well, yeah, because it's begun with a W.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep talking, mate. It's not Frosty Jacks either, because again...
Yeah, no, well, Frosty's neither does it begin with a W or is it a cider?
You know what? I don't think it began with a W. What's that? Waitrose cider. No, it's not that. Well,
are you sure it began with a W?
No, I don't begin with a W. Forget it. I don't know what it is. It's got like trees on it. Because it's
got a tree. Oh, you mean cider. Old mole cider?
Nah.
Are you sure it's not old mole cider? I'm pretty sure old mole cider has a tree on it.
Somersby. There you go. Close.
What was it?
Somersby. Somersby cider.
That doesn't begin with a W, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You're a
it's
fucking idiot.
Jersey all over again.
You're a fucking idiot.
Cheers, mate. That's just why you didn't get an invite. Introducing Womersby Cider. It's just like Somersby Cider, except with a W. Are you sure this is the... I'm sure this is my marketing campaign. But Womersby just sound... Well, I don't see the point. I know we're doing it through my alphabet. Does it seem point... Right, yeah, I realise. Yeah, I know it's in the contract. What? Okay, I'll get to it. Womersby Cider. It's just like Somersby, except it's spelled with a W. Right, this is... Fuck this. Like... Nah. So, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the main difference, right, between here, Britain, UK, Lincoln,
yeah.
and China?
And China?
Yeah.
Oh, man, nobody ever asked me that question.
No one. Oh, absolutely, man. No one.
What a fresh
experience. Hey, I just thought I'd do it in
a fresh experience.
No, I thought I'd do it in a podcast environment.
The main difference between China and Britain, is that what you're actually asking me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in China, you'd never be asked, what's the main difference between China and Britain? But what the hell are you why are you asking me that?
Okay, well, first of all...
If it's not interesting, don't answer it.
I'll make it interesting.
Okay.
First of all...
That's China, what we do on this podcast.
A lot more things in China is illegal.
Right.
You know, but also you do it anyway.
What's the most surprising thing that's illegal in China that's legal here?
That's legal in China that's illegal here?
No. That's legal here but illegal in China.
That's legal here but also legal in China?
No.
What?
That's legal here...
Yeah.
But illegal in China.
That is legal here, but illegal in China.
Yes.
Okay, what's the most surprising ones? Well, I'm tempted to say freedom of speech, but... prostitution's legal here, isn't it?
In it.
Prostitution's legal here. It is not illegal in China.
Right. That's not the most surprising, though, is it? It's got to be more than that.
Okay, Facebook.
Facebook. I think everyone knows that, though, don't they?
Okay, what do you want from me, then?
I don't know, something better.
All right, something better.
Are they still illegal if you're rich?
Prostitutions?
Well, anything. Anything.
If you're rich. That was my original point for being rich. If you're rich, anything.
You can do anything,
can't you? Yeah, fucking anything, mate.
Just splash your money around.
Yeah. let me think, actually.
Yeah, feel free.
It must be something. I mean, I was really rich once back in China, so I can do anything I wanted, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm here...
Access Facebook anytime.
Yeah, I did that, actually. Something that's legal here, but illegal in China. How about... legal here...
Just keep thinking. Yeah.
No, I can't. Like, okay. I can do the other way around.
You can do the other way around. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, because death sentence, death sentence is legal in China. It's not here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, actually, I got one.
Oh, thank God.
Homosexuality. I don't think that's legal in China.
Okay. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, yeah, what do you mean not sure? Not legal in China. It's legal here. You can marry. Same-sex marriage is legal here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not legal in China, so. Which is fucking surprising.
That's what? I'm going to push over that one.
Yeah. Just. Well, all right, that's a long, isn't it?
What?
What?
It's very hot in the wardrobe.
Yeah, it fucking is. I'm fucking steaming. But, holy shit.
So, you now haven't got as much money. Has that affected your comedy?
My comedy?
Yeah.
Well, I used to make fun of people on welfare a lot.
Oh, no.
I don't do that anymore.
Why is that?
Because I run out of materials, you know. Well, you know, being poor, because I, you know, not being rich anymore give you another perspective on life.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize maybe life is not that easy.
Maybe it's not all about money.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is if you're poor.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean anybody else can do it.
Ah.
Just because you can do it also means, you know, what difficulty you're having, the same difficulty everybody else is having. The fact that you had to pay 300 quid a month for your rent alone and only have 300 quid to spare on everything else is a problem not only you are having, but everybody else. Therefore, it's why people are on welfare, you know. My comedy is a lot more salty now.
You just
about the fact that I can't get welfare.
You're bitter at rich people now.
No, I'm bitter at other people who can get welfare. Because I can't get welfare because I'm Chinese.
Oh, right, yeah. What did you think about that?
Do you want me...
What is it?
I think it's fair, okay? Like... The government, this government cannot take care of... They can't take care of everyone, can they? You gotta take care of their own people first, you know?
So you gotta pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the world we live in, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. What do you think of the general election coming up?
The general election? Mm. Well, I think I can't vote in it.
Well, yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying...
I'm interested to see what your opinion is.
A lot more political than I saw before. I just think something more personal.
Okay, got the general person. Election.
I always tell people, right, if I was allowed to vote, I would vote Liberal Democrat.
Okay.
Because it would be funny.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
And it just feels like this country in a vicious circle, really. People 30 years ago talking about fucking NHS, Labour going up. Oh, give NHS more money. Today, people still talking about the same fucking thing. The problem is really not with Labour or Conservative. The problem is like something much, much deeper.
Oh, yeah. I can't vote to get into that.
No, that's all I'm getting into, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, the problem is much deeper. It's up to you if you want to decide to go into that.
Hey, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He made that very clear.
No.
Well, what do you want to talk about? You told me to say you wanted more personal.
Yeah. Talk about the tongue. I talk about your feeling towards me.
Well, you've done a criminology course.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite crime?
My favourite crime?
Yeah.
Rape.
Look, this is why is this getting so like? So we've done all about like different.
My favorite crime to study is rape.
To study, why?
Yeah,
why?
Because there's power dynamics, there's social contract, the government's responsibility to individuals, sexism, feminism, everything's involved in rape. It's great. I mean.
This podcast, right?
It's cool.
Like,
it's cool.
I set out to be like, right, we can just talk about whatever we want, mm-hmm. The idea was to lead it that anyone who's been the guest,
okay,
and they could just do what they want.
What? Yeah,
what's your agenda?
What's my?
Yeah, like,
what's
I can't.
My agenda? Why do I have to have my agenda?
No, because you said, "Oh, what's your favorite?" I said, "What's your favorite crime?" And you were like, "Rape." And I didn't think you would just start explaining it in terms of sexism and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, it's a very interesting social phenomenon. Yeah, rape is. It fucking is, you know.
Yeah.
People get raped, it happens.
Yeah. Cheers.
Well, what do you
There's
want
the revelation. Me? I don't know. What are you doing? Why are you... you just hit my coat hangers.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't do it again.
Okay.
It is a very small wardrobe. I should point that out. That's it.
I want to ask you something, actually.
Oh, go ahead.
When you were the president of the Comedy Society...
Mm-hmm. It's not an interesting thing, but go ahead. No, go on.
When you were the president of the Comedy Society, like, what was it like? Just, you know.
It was just fine. It wasn't anything. Like, originally, my first year, I went for social sec.
Did you get it?
I did. Yeah. And then I went, actually, I don't want it.
Okay.
And so I just went, nah, someone else can have it. And James Hunter had it in the end.
All right.
So when I was president, and it was basically like, everyone's like, yeah, you can do it this year. It was just fine. It's just, it was a fun thing to do. But it was kind of like a weird period where it was in a transitional state, like, because we only just managed to get enough members and stuff, and then
yeah,
it was, so it was weird, but it wasn't like that's not really.
I mean, who was the new people who joined at the time?
What's that?
Who were the new people who joined during your time? You know,
new people joined during my time. Can't even remember.
Chris and Charlie. Jacob Carr.
Yeah. Gregor.
It's Gregor. Oh, yeah, and Gregor. Ben Higgett.
Ben Higgett, yeah.
Was Robin the word the year before you?
Robin was the... Robin... I can't remember.
Robin, did Robin join the year where you were president or the year before?
I think it was the year I was president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking because, you know, yesterday...
So without... Like, what are you getting at? Because I know you really like Robin. He's the best president that's ever been.
Robin's
right.
Great.
So without me, you wouldn't go Robin. So what do you think to that?
What do I think to that?
Yeah.
What? Thank you, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
Look, Dan, I kind of appreciate you, mate. I just don't like you. It's like, you know.
Well, you still, like, so you're still doing stand-up now at the moment. I'm just going to ignore those insults. It's easier. Well, you're still doing stand-up now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Will you do it when you go back to China?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I was thinking, because the last gig of Comedy Society is like, I was thinking it's going to be my last gig for a while. I was taking a break from it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to back to China until at the very least next year, so...
Just going to keep doing as much stand-up as you can before then?
Actually, no. I can't decide what I'm in this position where I can't decide what I want to do with my life, you know?
Sounds like a lot of students.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
And being a stand-up comedian is most certainly one of them. I do have a lot of mentality that's quite like when I listen to Sam Chaplin's podcast with you. That I'm doing it as a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
Not necessarily as a passion or a career pursuit.
Sure.
And there are lots of people trying a lot harder than I am.
Yeah.
If I don't put all of myself into it, is it really any point at all for me to keep doing it, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. There's only so much you can get out of it when all you're doing it for is just exactly. As a hobby.
The industry itself is quite harsh on all the newcomers anyway.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah.
I do have other talents, you know.
Yeah, what are those?
What? You don't fucking ask.
Criminology. Criminology.
Yeah, I'm a writer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you writing?
I published a book.
You published a book? What was the book on?
I published with 8 different people.
Okay.
So it's like just my story was in a book.
All right. What's the story about?
Have you watched Birdman?
I have.
Do you know the story? They were playing, the play they had in there was based on a short story written by, I forgot his name. But you know the play in there? What are we talking about when we talk about love?
Yeah.
My story was based on that.
Okay.
It was like, it's basically, it's just 4 people, 5 different people in a pub talking about the concept of love.
That's cool.
It's very pretentious, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. Because anything like that's going to be... pretentious.
The fuck do you know, Dan? Shut up.
I don't know much, but I know that that's pretentious.
Yeah, well, it's alright, I guess.
What's the one thing people presume about you?
Presume about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not throwing around here.
That will happen in Lincoln.
It's presumptuous, isn't it?
Well, it's Lincoln, and it's 90%. Well, it's 90% one thing. Mm. So,
what's the one thing people presume about you?
The one thing people presume about me, I don't know. Betty's.
What?
I don't know. What do you think they presume about me?
That you're a dork.
That I'm a dork?
Yeah. You're a massive dork.
What's going on here? You were annoyed because I didn't send you an invite through Facebook.
Yes!
Which might have been because it's banned in China. So...
I wasn't in China.
Don't go through.
That's not the point. That's not the fucking point. I wasn't in China. I just don't know about you sometimes, Dan Brown.
You don't know about me.
Sometimes you're nice to me. Sometimes you hate me. I don't know. You pretend you're nice to me.
You gotta be hot and cold in this world.
You don't invite me to your house party, you know. What I'm saying, you know.
Invited you to this wardrobe. That's just not true.
That is really stinky here.
It stinks in there.
Really steaming, yeah. Really warm.
Well, we're only getting towards the end, so don't worry about it.
Oh, wait, I was having fun.
Have you ever not been invited to an event? Have you ever felt like people don't want you to come, but yet all your mutual friends are there and you see this person all the time, but they don't invite you? We at Unfairly Treated Friends are specialised lawyers that will represent you in your case against your friend who doesn't invite you to events, gives you the cold shoulder when you don't deserve it. We are multi award winning. So far we have 100% success rate. Mainly people just coming to agreements and you know, being sensible and just being like, sorry, it was a mistake, and you know, it clears up. They don't really win, because what can you win from this scenario? It's just kind of like, well, in future, make sure you're sensible enough to invite them. But that's us.
Fuck.
I'm not even gonna edit that. Just keep that in. That's.
I don't know. It's just like, what it feel like when? Because there's a time I have to leave uni right now, am I? And what did it feel like for you when you left uni? Leave all your mates behind, just go live on your own life. Was that difficult?
Yeah, but it's like, everyone does it, so it's not, you know. And for me, it was just like, I'll just go back to my parents.
But you didn't, help. Though. You stayed here.
No, I did. I did. I went back to my parents for a bit.
But you came back?
Yeah, I came back because I got a job. So it's not like I was like, you know what, I'm going back to Lincoln at some point. Actually, saying that, I left for uni. Week later, went, actually, I need a job. So I went back to Lincoln. A week later, I went, actually, I don't want a job in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Went back to my parents for about 3 months and then got a job in Lincoln.
Three months. It's not too bad, to be fair.
No, I mean, it's pretty lucky.
I think it's part of it, you know.
It's part of it. Part of what?
Life.
Oh, life.
You just have to try, keep trying.
Everything is part of life.
Yeah, you just have to keep trying, innit? No matter how difficult things, you know, that's the point, yeah.
That's a message.
Yeah.
It's come from... Listen to this podcast and you'll get told that it's just a part of life. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean...
Keep trying.
Okay, it takes like a wardrobe in between us. But I mean, a wardrobe is basically like what a closet for straight people, isn't it?
What?
A wardrobe is basically like a closet for straight people, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
So I'm telling you this, like, I do kind of... Dan, I kind of like you, isn't it? You're a good guy. I like you.
Oh, cheers. You're not bad yourself.
Okay. Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Did you just drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good man, Dan.
Well, have you got anything else to say? It's fucking warm.
Oh, it's fucking warm.
I can't imagine what it's like in there.
Yeah.
I won't imagine. I refuse.
How did it come up with this gimmick? Like, just like having people in the...
Like, I need a podcast and looked at my wardrobe. Put the two and two together.
Fucking idiot.
What?
Well, nothing.
Do you want another invite? Like,
to what?
To anything.
Well, yeah, like, I'm just saying, if I...
No, if I were you, like, right, and someone said, oh, they didn't... Someone didn't invite me to something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't then start being rude when they did. It's not. No,
it's not like that. Okay. I understand if you didn't invite me because you didn't like me. Oh, you didn't know me well enough, right? Understandable, completely. But you invite everybody else on my year who joined the society together, you know?
It was just a formality, you know?
I mean, do you like me, Dan?
Yeah, of course I do.
Like, from scale 1 to 10.
Oh, scale 1 to 10.
Do you like me more than you like your dad?
Got a question for you.
Answer the question first.
No, it's not. I'm not going to answer that.
All right.
Fuse.
Yeah.
Could be very harsh on my dad.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's... If you had a podcast, right?
Yeah.
What would you do it about?
What if I had a podcast?
Yeah, if you had a podcast.
Well, I don't put in a wardrobe in summer days, first of all.
That's a good start.
It gets really warm.
Yeah, it's really warm. Yeah, it's getting ridiculously warm.
I
haven't done it in summer, so wouldn't
I actually, go. This is the first podcast I've ever done, and I don't listen to podcasts that much.
Nah.
So I don't really know exactly the format or something. Do you mean if I have a
thing? The format's not this, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, do you mean if I have a thing to my own
Yeah, something podcast? You would want to talk about.
I think I would talk about, because... You would make an assumption I'm a comedian. I want to talk a lot about people. But, you know,
you've done comedy, yeah, I've made that assumption.
Not really, no. I think I'll talk more about cultural relativism, really.
Okay.
How different people...
Narrow down the audience.
Yeah, how different... Wait, what? How different people... How different people in this country feels, how different ways of life come together, you know? And, you know, comedy.
How many episodes could you get out of that, though?
I don't fucking know. I haven't done it. I don't I don't know.
I'd be interested to see if you could do it.
How many East Asian countries are there?
20.
20, then. 20 episodes.
20.
20 episodes.
All right. Well, have you got anything else you'd like to plug? Maybe this podcast you're working on.
Plug?
Yeah, promote.
All right. I thought you meant something else.
Oh, like, actually...
I'm done with the Comedy Society now.
You're done with it?
I've done all the gigs.
Just want to announce that to everyone.
Yeah.
But you're doing a master's here.
Oh, do I promote the University of Lincoln? So that I could come to master in University of Lincoln.
Okay.
No. Can I promote somebody else's gig?
Yeah, of course you can.
Jamie Michael's gig, open mic, you've done it.
Have I?
Jamie Mike's open mic and join his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Grigor's done it. I've done it. It is very good open mic. They have comedians, musicians, and poets there. It's every Friday night, 9 o'clock in Lincoln Joiner's Arm.
Go do that, people. Go see it.
If you want to, you have got nothing better to do. Go see it.
Yeah, if you've got nothing else better to do.
Yeah, it's a good night out.
Yeah, why not? Just pop along to Joiner's Arms.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thanks for being in the wardrobe.
Thank you, too.
That was Shongu. Or Chengu. Do you want it Chengu? The end?
Shongu would be fine. Oh, yeah, this thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay, actually. Yeah, no, it's Kyle.
When you did the podcast, Kyle?
Yeah.
Remember that? And he was saying he wanted to impression of me? Remember that?
I don't remember that.
You said he said he's a good impressionist. He was like, what impression can you do? He said he wanted to do an impression of me.
Okay.
Then you stopped him from doing it?
Did I?
Yeah. You say nobody knows who that is.
Oh, I think I did. Yeah, I was like, well, no.
Like, why did you?
What do you think anyone does?
What
and
do you
also,
stop him from doing it. That's like, you know, my time to shine through somebody else.
Yeah, sure. Because Kyle doing an impression of you would that would be the moment it promotes
well,
you.
Well, yeah,
into.
It's called like you know relativity. You know, people then they see this podcast. They'd be, oh, that's the guy they were talking about in the other podcast where he did an impression of him.
Well,
it's like Game of Thrones.
No, it's not. It's nothing like that.
It's okay.
Why do you... So, I asked you earlier if you wanted Sean or Cheng. Why did you choose the English one?
Choose the English one. To fit in, first of all.
Just
fit in, first of all. Because you called yourself Chen. People are going to make assumptions from China.
Right.
And they're going to be like, oh, I've never been there before. They're going to give a shitty if you've been
then
there.
Then it's
before.
A whole thing that you have to deal with.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Mm.
Don't know why I asked that one.
You're a fucking idiot.
Well, thanks for being on the show anyway.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm going to get you out of there because you might die from the heat.
Yeah, I see I'm passing out any moment.
Yeah, well. Everyone listen to the show, you know. Go on Twitter. HGWpod. Hashtag it HGWpod. Let us know what you think. It's also on iTunes. I don't know if many people know that. And I would like to know if people know that. Come on! Ugh! You're making me annoyed. And it's not just the heat. Oh well. Be back again. Pushing it. This was like episode 20. So, bye! That's it.
Take it off, though.
Yeah, you can.